What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham, here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, and we're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 1 o'clock. Here as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. That's baseball coming your way a little bit later on. I'll lead you up to then. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up with Nats on Deck starting at 1:05. The series finale of Nats and Red Sox coming your way a little bit later on. Little top Ben Strober behind the glass taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. So, Ben, I did not make the wise choice to log out of the computer of who's logged in here right now. And based on the font and how big it is, the last user of this computer is blind as hell. Our own J.P. Finley.
I was going to say, it's got to be J.P.,
right?
Can
hear everything. Can hear it all. JP can hear a pin drop in Wichita, Kansas.
I'd hope so.
But he's blind. So shout out to our guy, JP Finley. But no, the font's huge on this computer. And the first thing that I pull up ESPN, I'm pulling up the rundown. First thing I see is the Summer League result from last night. We'll get to what was a really entertaining first day of NBA Summer League. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But the massive news right off the top here, how could we start anywhere else? The Washington Wizards taking a massive, massive swing that has really no chance to fail, but if it works out, could end up really accelerating this rebuild. Yesterday, the Wizards pulling the trigger on a deal to bring Cam Whitmore to D.C. From the Houston Rockets in exchange for 2 second-round picks, and Cam Whitmore comes in here immediately and provides your youth movement a shot in the arm. When you think about what Cam Whitmore has been throughout the first couple of seasons in the association, in Houston, it's kind of been tough sledding for him. Not because Cam Whitmore is not talented, not because Cam Whitmore can't play, but there has just been a logjam on that Rockets team at the wing spot. And when he's gotten his opportunities, he has made the most of them. Obviously, Cam Whitmore, a DMV native, a guy that gets the opportunity to come back home here. I think it's awesome for the Washington Wizards. On first blush, if you are a fan looking at this thing, you got to feel like, damn, Like, Will Dawkins, that's the first thing I thought about was there's no way Will Dawkins is just continuing to flambé with every move that he makes. I can't name you a Wizards move that has been made since Will Dawkins and company got here that I haven't loved. It's been absolutely incredible what he's been able to do. And the thing about this move in particular for Cam Whitmore is that he comes in at a position where you kind of don't have a solidified guy, talking about your small forward spot. And it was ironic because yesterday we spent a bevy of time talking about, well, what do they have to give up for Jonathan Kuminga? What do they have to give up for Jonathan Kuminga? This poo-poos on any Jonathan Kuminga deal because you don't got to pay Cam Whitmore. And then I think Whitmore's got just as much upside or more than a cat like Kuminga.
It just feels like a low risk with the highest possible reward move for this Wizards organization because the Warriors were looking for a first-round pick for Jonathan Kuminga. And at this point, you're getting a player that you could say is maybe equal to, or if not greater potential to Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, Whitmore turns 21 on Tuesday, which is unbelievable.
Happy birthday to Cam, coming back home for your, he's probably already here.
but also, with this move, they had 17 second-round picks to work with over the next 7 years. So you knew that something was going to happen with those picks. They weren't going to hold on to all those picks. And you just have to give up two of them to get this player? I don't even understand.
Houston's on drugs. I mean, it's a stupid trade for them. It's giving up on a guy that I guess they just feel like they didn't have a spot for.
Yeah.
When you think about their logjam, and they just brought in Dorian Finney-Smith, so that's another guy on the wing that, you know, potentially could get in the way. But those of you that aren't familiar with Cam Whitmore, 6'7", has averaged about 11 points per game over the last two seasons. Last year in particular, you got to see a couple of glimpses of Cam Whitmore as a starter. 25 points, 8 rebounds per in his 3 games last year as a starter. So I absolutely love the move. I think he fits like a glove here. He was a guy that during that draft, we were actually like stunned that Cam Whitmore fell all the way to 20. I believe that was the Bilal Coulibaly draft, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and he wanted to play.
Yeah,
for the Wizards. He wanted to be drafted by us, and he fell all the way 13 picks later to Houston. You know what the best part of this is for me, from what we've seen in the instant reaction to the move, is we recorded yesterday on Lockdown Wizards, got that video up. Comments were flooded with Rockets fans that came in there and had nothing but positive things to say about Whitmore, saying, really happy for you guys. You got a star player. We just didn't have a spot for him. Because usually,
which
you know,
is crazy to say when you trade a spot for a wing. Yeah.
When you trade away a player, You'll see the other team's fans come in the comments expressing how excited they are to get rid of him. Like, good luck with this dude. He stinks. Like, think about how we felt when we traded Bradley Beal away to Phoenix. And think about even last year when Kyle Kuzma gets sent to Milwaukee. We're like, dude, have fun with that guy. Like, seriously. That we didn't see any of that with this move. I had nothing but positive interaction from Rockets fans saying, I really feel like we're going to regret this down the road.
You mentioned he turns 21 on Tuesday. So he's got all the upside in the world. There's a lot to address with this, and we'll cover every base over the next hour or so. But I just want to start with the move itself. It shows you you're once again Wizards fans reaping the benefits of having a legitimate front office. You're once again reaping the benefits of having competent decision makers and, quite frankly, guys that aren't scared. You can't do this job scared. And going out and taking a swing on a guy like Cam Whitmore takes onions, takes stones. It's a risk that has to ultimately, you know, be taken here. But as we've kind of alluded to here, this is a super buy low opportunity for the Wiz. Right? Like, he is talking about Cam Whitmore. He is a cat that really can do it all. Shot it really well from three last year, specifically from the corner. If you cut on a Cam Whitmore highlight tape, you would think he is a Harlem Globetrotter, the way that he dunks on folks. Like, kid's got all-world athleticism, an NBA body that's ready to go right now and was ready to go when he first entered the league a couple of seasons ago. I think it's a home run move for the Wizards. ESPN.com always puts out their trade grades once the trades actually go through and happen. Wizards receiving an A- on this deal, while Houston receives a C+. Houston's just an organization going in a different direction right now. You think about what they've done. Kevin Durant now on the wing. Dorian Finney-Smith now on the wing. They drafted Nick Clifford. He's older than Nick Clifford. That's kind of a player comp. If you're looking at somebody that recently came out in terms of what Cam Whitmore is, I don't know what this does in the short term for the Wizards, though, in terms of the logjam that they now have on the wing. When you think about the veterans that are in here already, then Cam Whitmore, then you drafted Trey Johnson and Will Riley. So Will Dawkins is going to have some things to sort through here, is what I would say. But all in all, man, I think going for Cam Whitmore, going to a rebuilding team, is really the perfect scenario, perfect situation for him. He's going to have the runway to make mistakes, to learn from mistakes, all of the above. And as I say, for any young wizard that is acquired, when you walk into a locker room and your three veterans are CJ McCollum, Chris Middleton, and Marcus Smart, you feel really, really good about yourself and what you have the ability to turn into. But the thing that's interesting to me, it's something that I saw on social media last night, and I think that's why I say I love fans, but sometimes you guys don't move with logic. It's something we'll get to as we roll throughout the show here. Trading for Cam Whitmore. I'm seeing people talk about the Wizards going to flirt with a play-in spot. The Wizards aren't going to be in the lottery. That's not at all what this is. I need you all to pump the brakes here. This is not going to be a playoff team next year. This is not going to be a team that is flirting with a 10th seed in the Eastern Conference. They don't have a center. they don't have a center. They don't have a center. They don't have a power forward. Like, there's still glaring holes within this roster.
This is all strategic, not having a center. It's pretty obvious at this point that it's a deliberate thing to not win enough games.
Exactly.
They would have gone out and drafted a center or picked one up if they were trying to win.
You have a glaring, glaring hole on your roster, and I'm glad that you put it the way that you did. This is a strategic move, not having a center on the roster. And it's kind of funny because this is like first-class tanking is what you're seeing. The last year's tank for the Wizards was ghetto. It was a very ghetto tank. You had multiple 15-game losing streaks. It was ugly. This is how you tank. Because I think next year, I don't expect them to go on any 15-game losing streaks. I think they'll be more competitive. But here's the thing. You can be competitive. You still got to score more points than the other team at the end of the day. And I think throughout the course of 82 games, that isn't going to happen but 17 to 20 times.
If they go on a 15-game losing streak again this year, I would be on the fire Brian Keefe train at this point. If they go on a 15-game losing streak, because they need to compete.
Yeah,
in every single game. Like, there'll probably be some nights where they get blown out, but it happens. Good teams get blown out occasionally.
Sure.
But they got to be competitive in a ton of the games they're playing, because nobody gets better in 30-point blowout losses. Everyone starts to play out of system. People start to not believe in what the organization, the vision is for it. Like, you got to compete.
Yeah, I think that's the major thing, is continuing what you started last year. Because last year, you showed that, hey, like, we've got a competitive spirit and a competitive fight about us. I love the trade, though. I think... You know, just to put a ball on it here real quick, like, love the trade. I think it really, really puts this Wizards rebuild in an interesting spot. Cam Whitmore, though, in terms of what his ceiling is, what he could ultimately be. When you think about the current crop of youngsters that the Wizards have, Alex Saar, Bilal Coulibaly, Bub Carrington, Keyshawn George, Will Riley, Trey Johnson, Watkins from Florida State, and now you insert Cam Whitmore. Tristan Vukovic is part of that as well. Is he the best young Wizard? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Does he come in and automatically insert himself as the best young Wizard? We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, I want to make a direct one-to-one comparison. Because when you draft, I keep saying draft, when you trade for a guy like Cam Whitmore, it creates a logjam at some other spots. One spot in particular is the small forward spot. Two guys that were drafted in the same class, due for a payday coming up here recently. How does Cam Whitmore coming to D.C. impact Bilal Coulibaly's future here in the nation's capital? That's next there on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Six 1067 is the number. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willigan. We'll take you up to 105 before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll bring you our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. The fellas wrapping up a weekend series with the Boston Red Sox. It is a 1:35 first pitch pregame coverage. Gets rolling right here after your boy here on the Fan. Also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. A lot more to get to. The big news that we'll be discussing a lot longer, to the chagrin of some on Twitter. The Washington Wizards with a pretty seismic deal yesterday, bringing Cam Whitmore back to the DMV. As they sent 2 second-round picks to Houston in exchange for Cam Whitmore. And he comes in here and really, to me, provides a shot in the arm to this Wizards young core. And I think on first blush, like we said in the opening segment, I love the deal. I think it's an incredible opportunity for Cam. I think he'll be able to make the most of his opportunity. And this is an opportunity. What he had in Houston, when you think about what he's been over the first 98 games of his career, he's averaged about 17 minutes per contest over the past 2 years and 10.8 points per game on 36% from three. He can play. Make no mistake about it. The opportunity that he gets provided here in D.C. to get big-time minutes on a night-in, night-out basis, I think is what's most important for Cam Whitmore and what's most impressive. Because when you put him in a situation where He's getting to play every game. I think you'll see him continue to get better. That's the tough thing about Cam Whitmore and what he's had to endure over the first two seasons in the NBA. He hasn't really got any rhythm, right? He played 47 games as a rookie, 51 games last year. And it's not like Cam Whitmore was just dealing with a bunch of injuries. He racked up DNPs in Houston last year, not because he can't play, but because the opportunity did not present itself on the second best team in the Western Conference last year during the regular season. So I think that's what's most intriguing to me when it comes to Cam Whitmore is the opportunity he's going to be provided. But the other thing that I immediately look at is this. What happens to Bilal Coulibaly? What does this mean for Bilal Coulibaly? Because throughout the first two seasons of his career, it's 30 minutes a night, right? He started 74 games. Bilal Coulibaly in 2 years has started 74 games. Cam Whitmore started 5. So, like, Cam has had a much longer runway and a much easier runway to have success early on in his career compared to Bilal. Now, these are two dudes that, from a size standpoint, Cam Whitmore is listed at 6'8", 230. So, like, Cam Whitmore, as we mentioned when he was coming out a couple of seasons ago, has an NBA-ready body, right? And I think that has helped him throughout the first 2 years of his career. He is an explosive athlete and an explosive leaper. I think he's got legitimate chops on the defensive end. But in terms of comparing him to Bilal Coulibaly, I don't know necessarily. I don't know necessarily that they're close. I think Bilal has been a damn good defender to this point in his career, but on the offensive end, I think Cam is just far more advanced in terms of his ability to stretch the floor from the perimeter, in terms of his ability to get downhill and finish through contact. I think we have seen Cam throughout the first 2 years of his career thrive in that role. In his limited opportunities. But I think here's the interesting dynamic here from a contractual standpoint and why something's going to have to happen sooner rather than later. Cam and Bilal will both be extension eligible after this season. Cam Whitmore and Bilal Coulibaly both extension eligible after this year. It's a massive year coming up for both of these guys. As they try and really establish themselves as like legitimate go-to guys on the wing. I think it's a massive, massive move for DC, though. I think it helps them out tremendously. But here's the thing, right? Bilal and Cam Whitmore extension eligible after the year. Both of them aren't getting extended. What I think happens now is these two dudes battle for the right to stay here. Battle for the right to be this team's wing long-term. Or until AJ DeBanster comes in. So, I'm ecstatic about it. But what I think Wizards fans, and I get it, right? We all, basketball more than football, because you get to see guys' faces and things of that nature. You get to see more emotion. I think there is a emotional connection that exists between this Wizards fan base and Bilal Coulibaly. Whether it's fair or not, maybe Bilal can hear us. He lives right across the street from our Half Street Studios. Like, to me, there is this love affair that exists between Bilal and the fan base, and it has a lot to do with the fact that he was this regime's first draft pick. Will Dawkins, Mike Winger and company, their first chance to put their fingerprints on this organization was drafting Bilal Coulibaly. And I think because of that, everyone locally, fans, media members, everyone wants Bilal turn into something that maybe he doesn't have the chance to turn into. And here's the other thing. I would look like a complete moron trying to put a ceiling on a young man that's just 21 years of age, turns 21 at the end of the month. So to act as if we have some clear-cut vision for what he's going to be is false, but I think with what you've seen from him to this point, we know what he's not going to be. Cam Whitmore, on the other hand, I think is a completely different story. Because he has not been provided the opportunities that Bilal has been provided throughout the first 2 years of his career. I mentioned it. He has averaged 17 minutes per night over his first 2 years in the association. And during those 17 minutes per night over the first 2 years, I think he's shown more than Bilal Coulibaly as an offensive player. Now, defensively, Cam just hadn't had the opportunity that Bilal's had. But here's the thing, Wizards fans. Just because Bilal was the first draft pick of the era of the new regime doesn't mean he is the franchise cornerstone. Doesn't mean he is the it guy. I hope you all would have learned that over the past 2 years if you've watched the kid play. He can't be the best player on a championship team. As of right now, no. That doesn't look like what he is. I don't even know if he's a starter on a championship team for that matter.
Think about how many times this offseason you and I have had the conversation about NBA teams that go out and acquire their cornerstone piece via the trade market. This could be a thing that you see with Cam Whitmore. It's way too early to tell, obviously, but this is an opportunity for him to shine after leaving a situation where he was in a logjam. Very similar to what we saw. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander didn't really get the opportunity that he wanted in Los Angeles, and he becomes the best player in the NBA a couple years later. Not saying that's going to happen with Cam Whitmore, but there is a blueprint that's been created by other organizations where they've traded to find a cornerstone piece and then supplemented with other great draft selections.
Yeah, I think that's the key to how you do it. Like, there's not a one-size-fit-all when it comes to roster building and team building in the NBA. And I think in this scenario with Cam Whitmore, with the Jonathan Kuminga thing, we were talking about his lack of opportunity in Golden State. But in reality, that wasn't because there was just a logjam there. That's because he had a hard head. And my grandmother said a hard head makes a soft ass. So with Kuminga, his inability to see the floor wasn't because they were just loaded in the front court. It's because him and Steve Kerr couldn't jive. The reason Cam Whitmore wasn't playing is because there was a legit logjam in Houston. So when we talk about a guy having that opportunity to turn into a franchise-altering talent, I think it would be more likely for Cam to do that than Kuminga. Because I've seen what Kuminga's done in his limited opportunity in Golden State. And I call it limited because it would have been more here, but to act as if he hasn't had a runway for success, you'd be fooling yourselves. So you get a prospect that's younger and has more upside to me for a fraction of the cost when you think about the two second-round picks that were given up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll kick things off on the phones, keeping it real simple. Your initial thoughts on Cam Whitmore being brought to the nation's capital. Are you excited about it? Do you think he has the opportunity to be a franchise-altering guy? Or are you in wait-and-see mode? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Our guy Travis Wigfall tweets at me and says, I was actually pissed that the Wizards didn't draft Cam, so I'm extremely happy with the trade. Wonder if Will Dawkins is done with the trades. That is TBD. I would have to think he's not done because I don't think this roster goes into training camp in its current state. But in terms of who could be on the way out next, I have no clue. You would have to think Corey Kispert. And we'll talk about that as we roll throughout this opening hour, reacting to Cam Whitmore being traded to the Washington Wizards. We'll take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Ricardo, G from the shop, Chris, Larry, we'll get to you on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles?
the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Still moving and grooving right along as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday morning into the afternoon. You're tapped in the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 105. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. The series finale between D.C. and Boston. It is a 1:35 first pitch. Pregame coverage gets rolling with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler starting at 105. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Cam Whitmore, now a member of the Washington Wizards. The fellas giving up 2 second-round picks yesterday in exchange for the former first-round pick. The local product, DMV through and through, grew up a Wizards fan. It was a cool story written by our guy Chase Hughes at MontyMetalSports.com talking about how Cam Whitmore's father used to surprise him with Wizards tickets. Coming home after school. And when you think about when Cam Whitmore was in high school, he's about to turn 21 years old, did 1 year at Villanova, and he's been in the league the last 2 years. So his freshman year at Villanova, he was, what, 17, turning 18? When he was 16, 15, 14, it was kind of like the heyday of the Washington Wizards for a guy his age. When you think about John Wall and Bradley Beal and what that time period was, an exciting time. If you're Cam Whitmore, I know, I can only imagine what it's like, because it doesn't happen a lot in pro sports, it feels like. It doesn't happen a lot where you get to go to the team you grew up rooting for. And I know we've got it here locally with James Wood hitting dingers day in and day out for the Curly W's, but like for Cam Whitmore, like this is an awesome opportunity, and he's probably feeling like, damn, my birthday's Tuesday. What a birthday present from the Houston Rockets.
When he was in seventh grade is when John Wall jumped on the scorers table. He was probably just like a kid in his house jumping up and down screaming. He probably had no idea that he would be here, part of a instrumental rebuild taking place after Wall and Bradley Beal, two dudes he probably loved growing up, departed from this organization. It's got to feel like a full circle thing for him.
I shout out to the Rockets, because based on the reporting, they worked very closely with Cam to find his next destination, and he said he wanted to come to Washington. They were trying to get him to a destination where he could have the runway to get opportunity. To think that a freakazoid like Cam Whitmore was only getting 17 minutes per contest over the past two seasons is egregious. Want to get your phone calls, though, in at 1-800-636-1067. Your thoughts initially here on Cam Whitmore coming to D.C. We'll get into some other, you know, facets of this deal as we roll throughout the program, but let's just get some instant reaction here right off the top. OG Ricardo is in Northeast D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Ricardo? What's going on?
Grand rising there, young fella.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. You the man. Yes, sir. I like the trade. He's definitely a Cam Whitmore local kid. which is good. Definitely athletic, good. And we got great value for him. My only issue is, again, the log jam at the swing position, shooting guard, small forward, whatever. We got too many of those same type players. And I was wondering why we didn't draft Malawak from Duke. And we could have probably even traded down, maybe got some extra picks. Now, this kid, Trey Johnson, he sounds good. He's probably going to be good, too. But I would have went for Malawak. And if they could have made a trade to trade down, get more picks, we'd have had our center. And now we got Cam Whitmore. We have a lot of small forward wing players. What's your take on that?
So it is the elephant in the room now that the trade has been made, is what happens to some of the other guys on the perimeter. You're talking about Chris Middleton and Marcus Smart gets wing minutes, is going to take up minutes in the backcourt. You got Will Riley and Trey Johnson that'll get big minutes on the wing. Bilal and Keyshawn. I think there are moves still to be made. I think they're going to part ways with somebody. I don't know exactly who it's going to be. But in terms of why they didn't go with Malawach, I think, Ben, you said it earlier. Like, I think they're being very strategic in not having guys in the front court. And when you think about it, there's a logjam at center right now, too. They got four centers on the roster. Like, it's Alex Saar, it's Kelly Olynyk, it's Vukovic.
Yeah, that's true.
Rashawn Holmes is still under contract. I don't think, and we'll get to this as we roll throughout, I know, as a matter of fact, they're trying to be in the exact same position next year to where they're in the lottery, have some of the best odds, and hopefully you're able to land a top five pick in next year's draft. Here's the thing real quick, Ricardo, about next year's draft. If you all out there are not familiar with the influx of talent that's about to come into the NBA. This year's draft, you really felt like you needed a top two pick to get a franchise-altering talent. I think we would describe Flagg and Harper as that. Next year, the first five picks in the NBA draft could be viewed as NBA cornerstones. When you think about Darren Peterson and DeBansta and the Boozer twins, and I mean, there are just so many guys that are going to be available to where it's like, okay, I see the vision. But ultimately, I think you're right. There is a hole at center still, and there is a logjam on the wing, but I think it's purposeful at this point. Appreciate you as always, Ricardo. For sure, my brother. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, man. For sure. 1-800-636-1067. Like, in short, like that's kind of where things stand in terms of, you know, where it's at and how things are going to shake out here in terms of, you know, what the Wizards decide to do with the roster. They're not done yet.
Yeah, they have to make a corresponding move because I think right now, as it stands, they have 16 on the roster.
Right.
So, they're going to have to figure out what they're doing with Rashawn Holmes because he's got the $250,000 guaranteed at this point. He's on the expiring deal. He's someone that they could potentially...
He's a trade piece.
Yeah, they might move him. They might have him for at least the start of the year. Kispert. I mean, what the hell is going to happen to Corey Kispert? Is a real big question.
Corey Kispert was one of the last picks of that terrible regime.
I feel like he's played his last game as a Wizard. I just don't know.
Can't draft one-dimensional basketball players.
We were trying to discuss this yesterday, what his value, like, would you be lucky to get a second-round pick for him?
I mean, someone out there's going to have value or going to value him. He's the longest tenured member of this basketball team, which is totally ironic when you think about Corey Kispert's been in the league for, 4 years?
Yeah.
This is now going into year four, year five now for Kispert, so.
But it's not more than that. Like, he's not worth a first, obviously.
No.
And
Definitely not worth the first. And I would say this. I just don't know how much value he would have to a team at this point, even a contending team. I think on this team, you got to think about what Corey Kispert's been over the course of his career. The Wizards have been terrible since he's been here. And he hasn't been able to consistently crack this rotation. The Wizards have been god-awful since Corey Kispert's been here, and he hasn't been able to carve out a niche role as a starter, saying what? He's probably not a starter in this league. So in terms of what his value is going to be to another team, what his value is going to be moving forward, I have no clue. He got to be able to defend. I mean, Corey Kispert can't guard you, Ben Strober. Like, he would struggle following you around. Now, I think he's gotten better, right? He's gotten better putting the ball on the deck. I think his movement without the basketball is top tier. He fits in a place like Golden State. He fits on a team like, wow. Do you imagine him in Denver? Like, that's the type of location that Corey Kispert needs to go to. A team where he can carve out a niche role as a spot-up shooter. Philadelphia, adding to the bench punch of the New York Knicks, I think could be beneficial. But we're still taking your calls, though. 1-800-636-1067. Your initial reaction to Cam Whitmore now being traded to our nation's capital for 2 second-round picks, I think it helps kickstart your rebuild. And I don't even want to use the word kickstart. I think it helps provide more clarity to your rebuild, but it also creates a logjam when it comes to certain spots on this basketball team. When we come back, we'll continue to take your calls. Plus, we'll look at some of the odd men out here on the Washington Wizards now that Cam Whitmore has been acquired. We'll do all that and more next here on The Fan. Coming up in about 13 minutes, Pal Denton Day going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on the big-time Wizards deal that was made yesterday. Cam Whitmore brought to our nation's capital from the Houston Rockets in exchange for 2 second-round picks. What does it mean for this rebuild moving forward? Does it change much? In reality, no. I don't think it changes anything in terms of where the Wizards are. We'll talk about this more in the 11 o'clock hour, but it almost, like, annoyed me seeing people talk about, look at the new-look Wizards. They're going to flirt with a play-in spot, and they're so much better. They still suck. This is not going to be a good basketball team next year. I'm sorry. First of all, we don't even know what this roster is going to look like come training camp, come game one of the regular season. Damn sure don't know what it's going to look like come February. So to act as if the Wizards are going to be flirting with a play-in spot, yeah. And I'm going to get casted in like a Denzel Washington remake. I'm going to play Denzel in a biopic. No chance of it happening. If the Wizards make the play-in tournament next year, if the Wizards make the playoffs next year, I will shave my head bald. Now, I've gotten in trouble with that before. Saying you're going to do something, don't do it. But this is how confident I am in this. There's just no shot. And I think anyone out there that's even putting that into the ether, do you not understand where things are? Do you not understand the goal of all of this?
Hold on a second. I'm clipping that off. Like, we're going to hold you to that.
Hold me to it. There's no shot that it happens. There's literally no scenario.
I don't disagree with you, but we will hold you to that.
Sure.
It's going to be a spectacle if that does happen. We're going to make it a public event. We're going to live stream it and everything.
We can do that along with we got a couple of non-sports content monsters that we have a haircut on live on the air. We did the Josh Connolly challenge live on the air. We're gonna have me debut coffee live on the air. There are a lot of different things that we could do, but I'm annoyed by it because it shows me that you all don't understand what's happening here. It shows me that you all don't understand why we're losing. I had a tweet yesterday from Uptown Mo. You know, basically saying how apathetic he is as a fan. Look, we gotta go through it. This is what happens. You needed to do a complete teardown. What I think needs to be applauded, and it goes to a tweet that our guy Taj Wilson sent at me and said, quote, "I know I may start a riot, but I can make the argument that the Wizards front office is one JD5 draft away from being the best front office in DC, considering where they had to start from. I think you could definitely make a case for that. When you consider what Will Dawkins and company, the mess that they have dug themselves out of over the past couple of seasons, getting off of Bradley Beal's contract, turning this into this young roster that exists right now, this is a coup for Will Dawkins and company, and it just makes them look like they have a vision. And it feels like to me, and I know they haven't been able to land that star yet, but if you've needed more evidence about whether or not this franchise is in good hands, look no further than yesterday's deal.
I think that's actually a really good segment idea right there. A great topic, because if you think about what the Commanders had to dig out of as well post Ron Rivera era in Washington. That was a terrible team that they had to build up in one season. So I think you really could make a strong case for both sides there, but obviously, he's right. They are a Jaden Daniels, whether that's A.J. DeBonsa,
yeah,
or Daryl Peterson, whoever they get in next year's draft, who's a cornerstone player, then you could have that discussion.
So my question that I'm now thinking about is, who started off in the worst spot? Like, if you think, like, you can make the argument that Josh Harris and company, like, when you think about the lack of picks that the Commanders were able to hit on, I understand Bradley Beal's contract was an albatross and really, you know, stunted your ability to team build, but not having young, cheap talent on your roster is like a tough, tough spot to be in. And I think that's what the Commanders were dealing with. But getting off of Bradley Beal's contract, I think they deserve a ton of credit for that. And it feels like every move that's made, that Bradley Beal deal initially is somewhere in it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. There is a logjam on the wing now for the Washington Wizards. That's what I'm shifting my focus towards here. As I mentioned a couple of segments ago, Bilal Coulibaly and Cam Whitmore both extension eligible at season's end. At what point do you look at Bilal and go, okay, well, I clearly think Cam Whitmore is the more talented, more skilled guy between the two. I think Bilal's the better athlete overall, maybe the better defender too right now. If Bilal Coulibaly is a bench player for you when you become good, it's not a bad thing. And that's like what I want to continue to reiterate to fans out there. Like, every draft pick that you choose isn't going to be the star. That's just not how the draft works. It's really hard, actually, to find stars through the draft. But the Wizards are supplementing this roster right now. They're getting guys in the organization that fit the culture that they're trying to establish. I love it. Is it going to lead to them winning more games next year? Probably not. Probably not. But that's okay. Because what most Wizards fans don't understand, them entering the play-in tournament next year, them not being in the lottery, it cost them their first-round pick next year. It's top eight protected, the pick that exists right now. And if the Wizards finish with a record that puts them outside of the top eight, the pick gets conveyed to the New York Knicks, and they will get to pick for Washington. You don't want that to be the case, especially in next year's loaded draft. Even if you end up with, you know, the eighth best pick, you end up with a guy like Koa Pete from Arizona, who is going to be a nasty freshman this year. Like, next year's class in the draft is loaded. Loaded, loaded, loaded. You can have a potentially franchise-altering talent get drafted anywhere from one overall, really all the way to 10th overall. With Jaden Quaintance out of Kentucky, man. Like, there's going to be some very interesting cats next year at the top of this draft. And I think if you are the Wizards, you're doing this perfectly. Don't let, because there are some of you out there in the fan base that are just ignorant to me when you act like you don't get what's happening here. Stop crying and complaining about winning games. Winning games is not what's relevant. It's not what matters right now. You need to put yourself in position to where you're not just making the play-in for 1 year or 2 years, you're in the playoffs for 7 to 10 years. That's what you should want here if you are a Wizards fan. A sustained winner. Don't be some flash in the pan next year. And it's so funny, like, it seems like it's more national media members moving with this thought. And it doesn't make sense to me because, like, why would the Wizards want to make the playoffs next year? Why would anyone think that this roster, as currently constructed, is even good enough to make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference? You just don't know. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Denton Day going to join the program. We'll get someone else's perspective. Josh Robbins of The Athletic going to join us at about 11:45 as we give you wall-to-wall coverage of the massive trade that happened yesterday. Cam Whitmore, graduate of Spalding High School in Maryland, coming back home to the DMV, to the Washington Wizards, a team he grew up rooting for. The Wizards sent out 2 second-round picks yesterday to the Houston Rockets in exchange for the 20-year-old wing. How does it help the DC family moving forward? We'll continue to talk about it next year on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.